إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، welcome all of you to this class of Aqidah, of the Creed. And once again, we remind you of the importance of seeking knowledge and attending the classes and the circles of knowledge. And we remind you of the hadith that is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim on the authority of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. If Allah intends good for a person, will give them the sound understanding of the religion. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فَمِنْ عَلَامَةِ الْخَيْرِ التَّفَقُّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. A sign that a person is upon good, that when that person having and acquiring a sound understanding of the religion. So let us be serious about seeking knowledge. Let us try our best to attend the classes, if not all of them, some of them, and be consistent. Try to understand, be here with your body and your mind and your soul and your heart. Turn off your phones, nothing should, you know, turn you away from nothing should distract you or disturb your intibah, your attention. Because you choose to be here. Nobody pull you here. So make the best of it. Be mindful that you are in the house of Allah. You are in a circle of knowledge with so many benefits. And on top of that, this is a class that is between Maghrib and Isha. You're waiting for Salat al-Isha. There is so many benefits. But for those who really know these benefits and try their best and take notes, go home, review the notes, talk to the person who conduct the class whenever you see them. I didn't understand this. Can you repeat this? And the like. This is how we're going to get benefits, inshallah ta'ala, if we put it to work. So we continue in this reading from this very important book, Sharhu Aqidati Salaf Ashab al-Hadith. Aqidati Salaf Ashab al-Hadith al-Imam Abi Uthman al-Sabuni rahimahullah, and the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali حفظه الله. And we are still reading from the section number 4, as it is mentioned like that in the English translation. قال الإمام الصابوني, which is about the Quran, that the Quran is the speech of Allah and it is not created. القرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله سمعت شيخنا الحاكم أبا عبد الله الحافظ رحمه الله يقول سمعت الإمام أبا الوليد حسان بن محمد يقول سمعت الإمام أبا بكر محمد بن إسحاق ابن خزيمة يقول القرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق فمن قال إن القرآن مخلوق فهو كافر بالله العظيم لا تقبل شهادته ولا يعاد إن مرض ولا يصلى عليه إن مات ولا يدفن في مقابر المسلمين ويستتاب فإن تاب وإلا ضربت عنقه. This portion in this section, الإمام الصابوني أبو عثمان رحمه الله تعالى said, I heard our Shaykh الحاكم أبو عبد الله الحافظ رحمه الله say that he heard the Imam Abu al-Walid Hassan ibn Muhammad rahimahullah say that he heard the Imam Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Ishaq ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah say. So these are three great imams. I'm going to read to you inshallah the brief biography inshallah ta'ala. That Ibn Khuzaymah, what did he say? The Quran is the speech of Allah and it is not created. The Quran is the speech of Allah and it is not created. Whoever says that the Quran is created, then he is an unbeliever in Allah, the All-Powerful. His testimony is not accepted. He is not to be visited when he is sick. No prayer over when he dies, nor is he to be buried in a Muslim graveyard. He is asked to repent, meaning the one who says that the Quran is created. He is asked to repent. If he doesn't, then his neck is struck. We're going to read to you the explanation of the statement of Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah, rahimahullah. But first of all, we'll read to you a brief biography of these three noble imams that are mentioned in this paragraph. First of all, because Al-Imam Al-Sabuni, he says, سَمِعْتُ شَيْخَنَا الْحَاكِمُ Al-Imam Al-Hakim Al-Naysaburi, he was one of the teachers of Al-Imam Al-Sabuni. Who is Al-Imam Al-Hakim? هو أبو عبد الله محمد ابن عبد الله ابن محمد ابن حمدوي ابن نعيم الضبي النيسابوري الشهير بالحاكم ويعرف أيضا بابن البيع. If you hear this, ابن البيع, that's الإمام الحاكم as well. Okay? Like ابن القيم. They call him ابن البيع. If you heard this, that's الإمام الحاكم رحمه الله. الحافظ الكبير, the great حافظ. And when you say here the حافظ, هذه مرتبة عظيمة. This is a great, great, great rank that a عالم lead get into. It's not just a حافظ memorize Quran. Now these are حفاظ of the religion. أحاديث, تفسير. When they talk, they read from books. تفسير, حديث, فقه. Arabic language, nahw, sarf, grammar, even poetry. Al-Hafidh al-Kabir, Imam Ahli al-Hadith fi asrihi, wa sahib al-Tasanif. He was the Imam of the people of Hadith in his time. And he has authored many great works and books. Wulida fi Rabi' al-Awwal, Sanat 21 wa 300 al-Hijriya. He was born in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, in the year 321 of the Hijrah. 321 of the Hijrah. طلب الحديث وهو صغير. And he began to learn the hadith at early age, when he was very young. وأول سماعه سنة 33 للهجرة. Actually, the first time he attended the class and he began to hear the hadith is in the year 330 of the Hijrah, when he was 9 years old. ورحل إلى العراق وخراسان وما وراء النهر والحجاز. He traveled to Iraq. Remember, he's from Naysabur. He is from Naysabur. He traveled to Iraq, to Khurasan, behind the river, and to Hijaz. روى عن أبيه وأبي العباس الأصم وأبي الوليد حسان بن محمد وأبي علي الحافظ وخلق كثير. He narrated hadith from his father and from Abi al-Abbas al-Asam wa Abi al-Walid Hassan ibn Muhammad, the one that we're going to read to his biography after this, wa Abi Ali al-Hafidh, and many, many others. واختص بصحبته أبو بكر الصبغي حدث عنه الدارقطني وأبو بكر البيهقي وأبو عثمان الصابوني وغيرهم. And as for those who narrate hadith from him, they learn from him and narrate hadith. They heard the hadith from him, they learn it from him. Look at these names. الدارقطني وأبو بكر البيهقي وأبو بكر عثمان الصابوني رحمهم الله amongst others. وكان من أهل الديانة والأمانة والضبط والورع. He was a man, he was a very religious man, serious about his religion, trustworthy, ضابط, he was very accurate in what he do. ورع, staying away from the dunya and from even the things that disliked and the like. ولكن قال الخطيب البغدادي كان ثقة يميل إلى التشيع له تصانيف كثيرة قيل إنها بلغت قريبا من 500 جزء. He has many, many books. As الخطيب البغدادي said about him, he has compiled many books. They says they could be some 500 volumes. From them المستدرك على الصحيحين, one of the famous books, المستدرك على الصحيحين, معرفة علوم الحديث, 40 في الحديث, تراجم الشيوخ, تاريخ نيسابور, for instance. توفي في صفر سنة خمسة, السنة الخامسة بعد المئة الرابعة للهجرة بنيسابور. And he died in the month of صفر, in the year 405 of the Hijra, in نيسابور. وأما أبو الوليد حسان بن محمد بن أحمد بن هارون النيسابوري, he is now the other man that was mentioned here, أبو الوليد حسان بن محمد بن أحمد بن هارون النيسابوري, الإمام الحافظ الشافعي شيخ خراسان. He is a great imam الحافظ شافعي. And he was the Shaykh of Khurasan. سمع من أبي عبد الله البوشنجي وابن خزيمة وهذه الطبقة وتفقه ببغداد على ابن سريج. He learned from a great scholars, from أبي عبد الله البوشنجي and ابن خزيمة and those their contemporary ones. And in Baghdad, which is in Iraq, he learned the fiqh from ابن سريج. حدث عنه الحاكم وابن مندة والقاضي أحمد بن الحسن الحيري وعدة. Likewise, many people have narrated hadith from him and learned hadith from him. From them is الإمام الحاكم, الحاكم, and ابن مندة. And Al-Qadi Ahmad bin Hassan al-Hiri and others. قال الحاكم about him, هو إمام أهل الحديث بخراسان. This man Abu al-Walid al-Hassan ibn Muhammad, he is the Imam of the people of Hadith in Khurasan. وأزهد من رأيت من العلماء وأعبدهم وأكثرهم تقشفا. الإمام الحاكم, talking about his Shaykh, he says, he didn't see the like of him as related to the ibadah, performing actions of worship and living off the dunya and focusing on the hereafter. وقال صنف أبو الوليد المستخرج على صحيح مسلم والأحكام على مذهب الشافعي. مات في شهر ربيع الأول. He died in the month of ربيع الأول in the year 349 of the Hijra, and he was 72 years old. أما ابن خزيمة فهو محمد بن إسحاق ابن خزيمة بن المغيرة بن صالح النيسابوري أبو بكر السلم الحافظ الحجة الفقيه إمام الأئمة. Look at these titles. One of them is not. He says he is Muhammad ibn Ishaq ibn Khuzaymah, because this name is famous, ibn Khuzaymah, ibn Khuzaymah, But what if you heard Muhammad ibn Ishaq? You may not know. That's his name. Muhammad ibn Ishaq. Ibn Khuzaym ibn al-Mughira, Ibn Salih, al-Naysaburi, Abu Bakr, al-Sulami, look, al-Hafid, al-Hujjah, he's a proof. Al-Faqih, Imam al-A'imma, not just Imam, Imam al-A'imma, the Imam of the Imams. And once again, when you hear this Imam in this context, it's not an Imam of a masjid. It's the Imam in the religion, in the deen, a great scholar. Wulida Sanat 23 wa 200 in Hijrah. He was born in the year 223 of the Hijrah. Wa'aniya fi hadathatihi bil hadith wal fiqh hatta sara yudrabu bihi al mathal fi sa'ati al ilm wal itqan. And he began to take good care of this science of hadith at an early age and fiqh until he was an example. People, whenever they mention knowledge and memory and understanding and sharpness and this, they will mention his name. Not only memorizing, but with accuracy and with precision and with perfection. Sami'a Yunus ibn Abd al-A'la. So he heard from Yunus ibn Abd al-A'la and Muhammad ibn Yahya and many others. Haddatha anhu al-Bukhari wa Muslim fi ghayr al-Sahihayn. Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, they narrated hadith from him, but not in the Sahihain, in other books. وَأَحْمَدْ بِنُ الْمُبَارَكِ الْمُسْتَمْلِي وَخَلْقٌ كَثِيرٌ انْتَهَتْ إِلَيْهِ الْإِمَامَ وَالْحَفْظِ فِي خُرَسَانٍ. So he was the great Hafid and Imam in his time in Khurasan. And subhanAllah, this is a time when, don't you think he was the only one who knew what he's doing? This is a time, if you want to look at this year, like 250 or 280 of the Hijrah and these years, you will find many, many other great scholars. Many great scholars. Imams themselves on Hufad, but he is their Imam, subhanAllah. Now I'll tell you now, tell you, subhanAllah, who this man was. قال الذهبي لابن خزيمة عظمة في النفوس وجلالة في القلب لعلمه ودينه واتباع السنة. سبحان الله. الإمام الذهبي says ابن خزيمة he's venerated in the souls of the people. سبحان الله. He has a great place in the hearts of the people. Why? Because of his knowledge. Not because of his color. Because of his knowledge and his deen. These are not people that they spend all their life in hadith, but they come late to the masjid or they don't read Quran because they're busy with hadith. It's amazing when you read what they have achieved in hadith and how many they memorize and the books they have there and how many places they went to. And when you read their biography, like their life, you will find them they didn't miss the first row for years, for 20 years. Never, always in there. Not even the first row, takbirah. The first takbirah, they never miss one in years. And they fast, and the sadaqah, and they visit the sick, and. SubhanAllah, you're amazing. And they love him because of these things, and also because he's a man who adheres to the sunnah. That's why you love a person. And I love a person because he's your man, your color, your country, your tribe. Now you love a man because he has this characteristic for their knowledge. Somebody who has knowledge, you love them for that. Somebody who's serious about his deen and striving to stay upon the path, you love them for that. And somebody who's following, adheres to the sunnah first. No bid'ah, no innovation, no hizbiyat, no khurafat. That's why you love a person. This is the real way you love a person for. قال الحاكم مصنفاته تزيد على 140 كتابا سوى المسائل. الإمام الحاكم رحمه الله said as for that which he has compiled is over 140 books beside the fatawa, the masail and small books in here that he writes about different issues. ومن مصنفاته from his main work كتاب التوحيد. This is a tremendous book, Kitab al-Tawheed, Ibn Khuzayma. وَإِثْبَاتُ صِفَاتِ الرَّبِّ عَزَّ وَجَلُّ, affirming the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tremendous book. وَالصَّحِيحُ فِي الْحَدِيثِ وَالْمُسْنَدِ, تُوفِيَ فِي ذِي الْقِعْدَةِ, he died in the month of the Qa'dah in the year 311 of the Hijrah. 311 of the Hijrah. Now we go to the sharh, insha'Allah ta'ala, the explanation by our noble Shaykh Rabi'a, hafidhahullah ta'ala. Qala, فهذا الإمام الصابوني ينقل بإسناده عن شيخه الحاكم أبي عبد الله وهو من أئمة الحديث رحمه الله. He says in this paragraph, الإمام الصابوني, he transmitted by his isnad from his Shaykh الحاكم. So Imam al-Sabuni, he didn't just read it in a book, what he says. Actually, he heard it from his Shaykh al-Hakim, Abu Abdullah, that we just read to you his brief biography. Shaykh Rabi'i says, from the imma of hadith, not just someone who knows hadith, from the imams, the great imams of hadith, rahimahullah. فَقَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ سَمِعْتُ الْحَاكِمُ أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ الْحَافِظِ يَقُولُ سَمِعْتُ أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ Hassan ibn Muhammad. So he says, I heard Al-Hakim, Abu Abdullah Al-Hafid. He said, I heard Abu Al-Walid. Now Al-Hakim, he heard Abu Al-Walid. Hassan ibn Muhammad. We read to you his biography. Sheikh Rabi'i says, وَهَذَا مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْإِسْلَامِ الْأَعْلَامِ. Sheikh Rabi'i said about Abu Al-Walid, that he is from the great imams and the scholars of Islam. Who himself said, سمعت الإمام أبا بكر محمد بن إسحاق بن خزيمة. أبو الوليد, he heard الإمام أبا بكر محمد بن إسحاق بن خزيمة. قال الشيخ ربيع حفي, well, we read to you his brief biography, but الشيخ ربيع says, وهو المشهور المعروف, he's well renowned scholar. Who don't know ابن خزيمة? Subhanallah, Ibn Khuzayma is famous. صاحب كتاب التوحيد وغيره من المؤلفات الكثيرة. This is the man who compiled the book of Tawheed, a great book, كتاب التوحيد, and other than it, from the many, many books, الذي سموه إمام الأئمة رحمه الله. The ulama, they call him and they refer to him, to Ibn Khuzayma, as the Imam of the Imams. He is the Imams in the Deen. The A'imma in the religion, those great scholars, he is their Imam. Yeah, subhanAllah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It's the bounty of Allah. He gave it to whom he will, but these people, they work hard for this. When you read the biography, alhamdulillah. So what this Imam of A'imma said? Al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah. قَالَ الْقُرْآنُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ غَيْرُ مَقْلُوقٍ فَمَنْ قَالَ إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ مَقْلُوقٍ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. He says, this great Imam of the Salaf, because we study in the Aqidah of the Salaf. You see how Al-Imam al-Sabuni, he brings now, he began to bring the statements of Al-A'imma. And thus, you're going to hear a lot of A'imma, alhamdulillah, as we go. I'm going to try my best to bring you their biographies too. So we get to know, inshallah ta'ala, our A'imma. You're going to hear a lot of them, inshallah ta'ala. So we'll be familiar with their names and who they are. We know our scholars. So that's when a mubtadi' or a hizbi come to you, say, look, these are our scholars. Who you have? These are our scholars and these are their work. And this is what the ulama said about them. Tell us one of your scholars who are upon that bid'ah you are upon. What's Digger's one name? And you will find that that person being criticized in the books of the ulama, being a liar, being a jahil, being a hizbi, or being mubtadi', or being fasiq, or being a liar. You tell them, this is your ulama now? These are our ulama. A'imma a'lam. Aynam. So that Ibn Khuzayma rahimahullah, he said, that Qur'an is the speech of Allah, and it is not created. And whoever said that the Qur'an is created, he is a kafir, unbeliever in Allah, the Almighty. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله لأنه كذب القرآن. Why this person is a kafir who says that the Quran is created? Because he belied the Quran. Person is belying the Quran. والقرآن كلام الله وكلام الله صفته وصفاته غير مخلوقة تعالى الله عن ذلك علوم كبيرة. Says because the Quran is the speech of Allah. And the speech of Allah is His attributes. And the attributes of Allah are not created. You see? And the attributes of Allah are not created. It's like math, man. 1 + 1 = 2. And 2 + 3 = 5. That's it. Because the Quran is the speech of Allah. And the kalam, the speech of Allah, is a sifa, attribute of Allah. And the attributes of Allah are not created. Okay? قال رحمه الله and then الإمام ابن خزيمة رحمه الله تعالى he says لا تقبل شهادته. Now this person who says that the Quran is created, believes that the Quran is created, لا تقبل شهادته. His testimony is not accepted. Can witness. SubhanAllah. وَلَا يُعَادُ إِنْ مَرِدْ. If he's sick, don't visit this person. He's not visited. وَلَا يُصَلَّ عَلَيْهِ إِنْ مَاتْ. If he dies upon that belief, he don't perform salat on that person, لِعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. The janazah prayer. وَلَا يُدْفَنْ فِي مَقَابِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. This person who died upon this belief and this aqidah is not to be buried in the graveyard of the Muslims. وَيُسْتَتَابْ فَإِنْ تَابُوا إِلَّا دُرِبَتْ عُنُقُهُ. And the person in charge, the ruler or whoever represent the ruler, they bring this person and they establish the proof against this person. If he repented and accept the haqq, alhamdulillah. If not, the ruler order for that person's neck to be struck. Ayna. She's very serious. I just want to mention something in the class of yesterday. Yesterday in Al-Mulakhas Al-Fiqhi, because we were talking about the janaiz, talking about the person who died, and we mentioned an example of someone who is not praying. And you, Muhammad, you ask, maybe he says, what if he if someone prays sometimes and don't pray other times, right? Mm-hmm. Let me read you the answer from Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. The answer for that from Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen from his book Ash-Sharh Al-Mumta', volume 2, page 26. يقول الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله بعد ذكر أقوال العلماء في القدر الذي يكفر به من ترك الصلاة. This is a statement of Sheikh العثيمين رحمه الله pertaining to after he mentioned the statements of the ulama, of the scholars, pertaining to what make a person a disbeliever. Is it the one who leave off one salat, or many, or what? Okay? Because the question of the brother was, what about if a person, he prays sometimes and don't pray other times? That make him a kafir too? طيب. The Sheikh, he says, وَالَّذِي يَظْهَرُ مِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ أنه لا يكفر إلا بترك الصلاة دائما فإن كان يصلي فردا أو فردين فإنه لا يكفر وذلك لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين الرجل والكفر والشرك ترك الصلاة. The Sheikh began by saying that which is apparent and to be the correct opinion from the adilla, from the proofs, that this person, that it is not considered disbeliever, the one who does not pray, is not considered a disbeliever unless if he does not pray, period. Okay? He is considered a disbeliever if he does not pray. The Shaykh Mutami said, but if a person prays sometimes, he may pray one or two prayers and neglect the others, this person is not a disbeliever. Because the Prophet ﷺ says, between a man and that man fall into kufr and shirk, leaving off the salat, abandoning the salat. Okay? قال فهذا ترك صلاة للصلاة. So this person, he didn't perform one prayer, not the whole prayer, not all of them. Okay? ولأن الأصل بقاء الإسلام فلا نخرجه منه إلا بيقين. He said, and this person, the origin, he's a Muslim. And nobody can, we cannot take him out of Islam except with certainty. قال وبهذا يتبين أي نعم. طيب, so that was understood. طيب. وهنا
how about if a Muslim just prays on a Friday prayer?
Inshallah, I may get you the answer, inshallah. طيب, like I did with the brother. جزاك الله. وهنا لا بد من بيان شيء وهو أن من قامت عليه الحجة فهو كافر وتنطبق عليه هذه الأحكام ومن يقلد في ذلك وهو جاهل هذا يكون ضالا مبتدعا لكن لا نكفره. Now the Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, Sheikh Rabi' Hafidahullah, actually now we go back to the book, the explanation of Aqidat Salaf. Sheikh Rabi' Hafidahullah, he's going to explain this statement of Al-Imam Al-Sabuni, when he says, the person who says that the Qur'an is created, it is not a believer, his testimony is not accepted, you don't visit him, he's sick, to the end of it. قال هنا لا بد من بيان شيء. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, Sheikh Rabi'ah, see now I read Ibn Uthaymeen, I'm going to keep saying Ibn Uthaymeen. But correct me, okay? So Sheikh Rabi'ah, Hafidahullah, he says, now it's very important for you to understand something and it's to be made clear. An issue has to be made clear here. What is this issue? He says, أَنَّ مَنْ قَامَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْحُجَّةِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ وَتَنْطَبِقُ عَلَيْهِ هَذِهِ الْأَحْكَامِ. That the statement of Imam Ibn Khuzaymah have to be understood. Okay? This is not just someone saying, oh, Imam Ibn Khuzaymah says he's a kafir. Now, you apply this rule on everybody that come your way, that have this belief in the Quran. It says, no, there is a difference. Okay? There is details in here. He said, this ruling, the one who says that the Quran is created, if the proof has been established upon this person, okay? يعني توفرت فيه شروط وانتفت موانع. There is certain conditions that have to be met. Okay? And this is for the ulama. They sit with this person and they explain to him. Okay? Then the sheikh says, after establishing the proof, making clear to him the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah, and with the dalil, with the proofs, and that person still adhere to that, then the ulama, they say that person is a kafir. And therefore, these rulings that the Shaykh, that Imam Ibn Khuzaymah, Imam al-A'imma Ibn Khuzaymah has mentioned, these rulings and regulations will apply on that person. Is that clear? Not anybody who says Quran is created. Shaykh Rabi'ah says no. And he's not the only one that's saying here this. The ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they said if someone make a statement of kufr, then maybe he was ignorant, as the Shaykh is going to mention right now. قال ومن يقلد في ذلك وهو جاهل هذا يكون ضالا مبتدعا لكن لا نكفره. The Shaykh Rabi' says, but if someone is blindly following somebody else while he's ignorant about that matter, they blindly follow and they just grow up in an area when the people, his teacher says Quran is created, his parents, they are upon this aqidah, and that person is ignorant, the Shaykh, he says. Okay? He says, we say that this person is dull, he's misguided, he's astray from the haqq, and he's a mubtadi', an innovator upon that innovation, but we do not say he's a disbeliever. We don't deem that person to be an unbeliever. وَإِذَا قُلْنَا فِي حَقِّهِ كَفَرٌ فَهُوَ كُفْرٌ دُونَ كُفْرٌ هَذَا فِي الْجُهَالِ. He says, but if we say that he has disbelief, we mean the lesser disbelief that doesn't take person out of Islam. He said this is pertaining to the ignorant people. Ignorant people who fall into these matters. They fall into kufr. And the ulama, they mentioned this statement, لَيْسَ كُلُّ مَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الْكُفْرِ وَقَعَ الْكُفْرُ عَلَيْهِ. It is not automatically whoever fall into an act of disbelief automatically become a disbeliever. Now there is some people, like I say, out of ignorance, they don't know. Some people, they thought maybe that's what it is, what is the right thing. And many other things, other conditions. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وأئمة الإسلام ساروا على هذا. And the أئمة of Islam, that's the position they follow. Okay? That these rulings and regulations apply, of kufr, apply on someone who the proof has been established against. Not upon the ignorant, not upon the laymen who they follow this wicked belief and this falsehood. He says the a'imma are upon this, and from them al Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Ahl Sunnah fi hadha al bab. Naam, he's the Imam of Ahl Sunnah. لم يكفر المأمون ولا كثير من الحكام والقضاة وغيرهم وإنما يكفر أساطينهم وشياطينهم كما قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله في مجموع الفتاوى. He says from this great a'imma that they follow this, they are on this principle, is the Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah. When it comes to this chapter here, Quran, those who they say that the Quran is created, he didn't deem to be a disbeliever the Ma'mun, who was the Khalifa then. And I'm going to read to you, if we have time, something about that story, the Mihna of Imam Ahmad and the like. And many of the rulers and the judges and other than them who they were upon this, not only did they believe in it, but they use force. Because this is the ruler, three rulers, not just one ruler. That's a long time, for years. Three rulers, Imam Ahmad has to deal with three rulers. When this one died, the other one, okay, Quran is created. And whoever does not say Quran is created, whether it is killed or whether it is tortured and put in jail. And one of them is Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. He was in jail, he was tortured for many times. But he was firm upon the haq. But they did all this about him, see? But still, he don't consider them to be disbelievers, Imam Ahmad. He doesn't consider the Ma'mun and those three to be disbelievers. And those judges who used to rule, yes, kill him, he's to be executed. He didn't consider them to be disbelievers. Rather, he considered disbelievers their shayateen, the leaders who was calling to this falsehood. As Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says in his book, مجموع الفتاوى, ثُمَّ إِنَّ الْإِمَامَ أَحْمَدْ دَعَى لِلْخَلِيفَ وَغَيْرِهِ مِمَّنْ ضَرَبَهُ وَحَبَسَهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ وَحَلَّلَهُمْ مِمَّا فَعَلُوهُ بِهِ مِنَ الظُّلْمِ وَالدُّعَاءِ إِلَى الْقَوْلِ الَّذِي هُوَ كُفْرٌ وَلَوْ كَانُوا مُرْتَدِّينَ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ لَمْ يَجُزْ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّ الْإِسْتِغْفَارَ لِلْكُفَّارِ لَا يَجُوزُ بِالْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَالْإِجْمَاعِ. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, in his book, Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 12, page 489, he says, and here is Imam Ahmad. He makes dua for the Khalifa. And other than him, from those who tortured him, put him into jail. And he makes dua for them that Allah forgive them. And actually, he himself forgive them for what they did to him, from oppression. And from them trying hard to call him to say that which is kufr, that the Quran is created. Then he says, if they were apostated, as other people say, and if Imam Ahmad considered them to be disbelievers, it's permissible for him to ask forgiveness for them. Because asking forgiveness for the kuffar is not permissible by the text of the Quran and the Sunnah and the consensus of the Ummah. Likewise, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned in his Fatawa, Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 12, page 505 and 1, قال ومن ثبت إيمانه بيقين لم يزل ذلك عنه بالشك بل لا يزول إلا بعد إقامة الحجة وإزالة الشبهة. Share with you this quote also from the Fatawa, مجموع الفتاوى of Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله. He said, whoever, if a person's iman and faith is established through yaqeen, certainty, he would not be gone by doubt. He would not be gone, that iman, unless after the proof has been established against that person and the doubtful matters become clear to him. Like I said, I'm going to read to you something about Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. فالإمام أحمد رحمه الله وموقفه من الخلفاء الذين كانوا يقولون بخلق القرآن. What was the stand of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله from the خلفاء? These are the خلفاء of the Muslimin in his time, the rulers who they were upon this عقيدة that the Quran is created. And three of them from the خلفاء, the عباسيون, المأمون والمعتصم الواثق. Not all of them at one time, because the Ma'mun first, then المعتصم, then الواثق. Because they were affected by the madhab of the Mu'tazila. Remember, the Mu'tazila is a wicked sect, deviant sect. But these rulers, the people who were around them at that time, they were Mu'tazila, deviants. So they were affected by this belief of the Mu'tazila. So they took this falsehood from the Mu'tazila and they called the people to it. And they put the people to test, including the scholars. Meaning, what is the test? They bring them in. What do you say about the Quran? If they say Quran is the speech of Allah, is not created, they told him, no. That's wrong. You gotta say the Quran is created. If he refused, they killed some or others, they didn't kill them for hikmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But many people were killed. Ulama, scholars. Others, they were tortured. Others, they were afraid for themselves and they say to them what they want them to hear. They told them, okay, the Quran is created, but in their hearts, they know that the Quran is not. Okay? So some they tortured and put in jail. They flagged them, they beat them up, and they threatened them to kill them. But Imam Ahmed was from the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, who was firm upon the Sunnah, that the Quran is the speech of Allah and it is not created. So he, subhanAllah, he went through great fitna. SubhanAllah. He endures a lot of hardship. He was put in jail. He was tortured, rahimahullah. Almost lost his life because of this. And this is his name, unknown with the ulama, with the mihna, imam. The mihna, the imam of mihna, of this great trial. And with all of this, he went through all of this. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he does not consider this khulafa to be disbelievers.
Hayya ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Now, so with all of this, Imam Ahmed did not consider those three rulers as disbelievers, even though they were pushing this aqidah that the Quran is created.
Who started that?
And they forced the people It's not, they leave it for the people. They force the people to say and to be upon this creed that the Quran is created. Keep in mind that this statement is a statement of kufr, is disbelief with the ijma' of Ahlul Sunnah, with the consensus of the people of knowledge. But Imam Ahmad did not see them to be disbelievers because of their ta'awwul. Them, they thought that under the influence of the Ahlul Bidah, of the Mu'tazila, the truth was not clear to them. See? The truth was not clear to them. And they thought at that time that this is what it is. Okay? That's why he didn't consider them to be disbelievers. Now, the Jahmiyyah, they're the first one who did this. Al-Jahmiyyah. Get back to you on that, inshallah. طيب قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وهذه الأقوال والأعمال منه ومن غيره من الأئمة صريحة في أنهم لم يكفروا المعينين من الجهمية الذين كانوا يقولون القرآن مخلوق وإن الله لا يرى في الآخرة. So these statements and actions from Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and other than him from the great A'imma are clear. They're very clear that these great Imams, they didn't consider individuals to be disbelievers among the Jahmiyyah, the Jahmis, who they used to say, this very wicked sect that some of the ulama, they say they kuffar. Because what they say Quran is created, and also they deny the ru'ya of Allah. They says that the believers will not see Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. وقد نقل عن أحمد ما يدل على أنه كفر به قوم معينين. He said, however, there was another statement was transmitted that Imam Ahmad رحمه الله actually considered some individuals to be disbelievers who they say that the Quran is created. So how you understand this? Sheikh explained. قال فأما أن يذكر عنه في المسألة روايتان ففيه نظر. أو يحمل الأمر على التفصيل فيقال من كفره بعينه فلقيام الدليل على أنه وجدت فيه شروط التكفير وانتفت موانعه ومن لم يكفره بعينه فلانتفاء ذلك في حقه هذا مع إطلاق قوله بالتكفير على سبيل العموم. So keep in mind now that Imam Ahmad رحمه الله, of course he knows that the statement that the Quran is created is a statement of kufr, is disbelief. The Quran is created is kufr. And this is the general statement. Those who say this, they are disbelievers in general. But is it this person or that one or this one? Now when it comes to individuals by their names, that's different. That's different. Now the proof has to be established upon those people. Okay, the proof. Like they bring the person, tell him, do you say Quran is created? Yeah, he said yes. They're like, but this is against the Sunnah, against what the Salaf are upon. Because this is the Quran says, the Prophet says, the Sahaba did this, the Tabi'een. If that person now, things been made clear to him and said, Jazakum Allahu Khairan, SubhanAllah, how I get myself into this mess? Jazakum Allahu Khairan, I'm with you now, Alhamdulillah. But if after all that, he says, look, you guys, you can talk all you want. He's on the other side, then that's for the ulama to declare that individual as a disbeliever. والدليل على هذا الأصل الكتاب والسنة والإجماع والاعتبار. قال فلا بد من فهم هذا. الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى. يا سبحان الله. Look at the Sheikh. He says it's very important for you to understand this point. And this is the man that the Hizbis and the Ikhwanis and other than them from Ahlul Bidah, they say this man passed takfir on the people. Oh, Sheikh Rabi'a didn't leave anybody except, yeah, he's a kafir. Some they say, oh, he's the only one that is a Muslim. But look at him, he's like, look, we have to understand this, ya akhi. You cannot just say someone, he's a kafir like that. And it's not for anybody to deal with this. Yeah, this is the Hizbis, like the Ikhwan al-Muslimun and the Juhal Mubtadi'a, like the Sufis and from them Jama'at al-Tabligh, when they warn against the Shaykh Rabi', they warn against him because he refute the Dalal and the Batil they are upon. Okay? And because they know that a lot of Muslims, they do not read. They use this, they play on this. A lot of Muslims, they are not serious about knowledge. They Muslim and that's it. Pray, mashallah, Ramadan come, he fast, Jumu'ah go. He's a Muslim. But they don't read. Those who read the books of Sheikh Rabi', they will go to those people and say, you guys are liars. What do you mean lie? You lie on a man. The man never said that. Actually, the man, look at his aqidah, look at his point. The man is on something else. The same thing, those people who said so many bad things about Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, Ahlul Bid'ah, to turn the people, the Muslims, away from him. Because they don't want the Muslims to know the haqq. Like the Ikhwal Muslimin and Tabligh and Sufis and all of them. They want the Muslims to stay ignorant. Why? So they can manage them. Go over here, stay there until I come back. Can you imagine? Somebody who is the only one know the direction to go somewhere. Huh? And he will never teach the group with him. What do you think about that group? Huh? They depend on him. Can they go right or left without him? Why not? They don't know. They don't know where to go, what to do. Likewise, Ahlul Bid'ah, they warn the Muslims against the scholars. And they fabricate lies against the scholars. They talk bad about them. Oh, they work for the government. Look at them. They give they scholars for the government. They don't know. They work for America. They work for this. They work for Israel. Alhamdulillah. No, they're not the scholars. They don't like you. Now we the people. Look, they are the main scholars because they tell the man and his wife and children and grandmother, go on the street and face the soldiers and get killed. But the ulama who says, no, stay home, man, stay home. Be patient. Be patient. How are you going to go out? You got nothing. Stay home. Akhi, the ruler, he's taking your money. That's it. So what? You want to give him your girls too? Give him your children to kill them, put them in jail, don't know what you're going to do with them? No. He took the money, leave him. Take the money, inshallah. So what? We have the Jannah. Let us be concerned upon ibadah, upon tawheed. Subhanallah, Imam Ahmad, Imam al-Hasan al-Basri. This is not just happening these days. Al-Hasan al-Basri, in his time, Imam al-Tabi'een, a group of people, they came to him and told him, yeah, Imam, you know what Al-Hajjaj has been doing. He's killing people. He's calling Lara Kayas, and they mention a lot of his bad things. He was a bad person, Al-Hajjaj, Ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. And he did this, and he did that, and he did that, and he did this. Why they came to this great Imam? They said to him, let us go against him. He said to them, no, you don't go against him. Be patient. Because if he is a trial from Allah, and Allah sent him as a trial for you as a punishment, you will never remove him with your swords. You just can't. Statement of Imam al-Hasan al-Basri. He says, because if this al-Hajjaj, who's doing all this killing and this chaos and this oppression and this bad, of course it's a bad thing. But if he is a punishment of Allah, because of what the people are upon, the batil too, and them, he says, you will never remove him because of your swords. Can't. But if he is a tyrant, and if he is an oppressor, not as a test from Allah, then it's because of your deeds. You have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance and ask Allah for forgiveness. Change yourself and Allah will change the rulers. But they didn't, when they leave him, they didn't hear him. They didn't apply his advice. They went against the Hajjaj, they were all killed. You see? Now here they're saying that this Imam, Shaykh Rabi', He passed takfir? No. Why Shaykh Rabi' making emphasis? Look, he mentioned this point, and he go back and says, Ya Akhwan, we have to understand this matter very clear. Now, not anyone who says statement of kufr, he's a kafir, and you apply on him these rules, he's to be killed. Now it doesn't work like that. But Ahlul Batil, the people of falsehood, once again, they use the ignorance of the people. That's why it is says, Wal jahlu da'un qatilu. Ignorance is a fatal disease. Nobody can tell us that Sheikh Rabi' passed takfir, we'll tell them, Akhi, that's wrong. The man's still alive. Won't you go and ask him? You don't even have, save your money. Here is his book right here. That's his statements and his actions. We're going to continue, inshallah ta'ala, next time. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.